Good afternoon. There are people still arriving and continuing to fill the room, which is wonderful. But I think we do need to begin. And my name is Ben Wolf. I'm Menya's brother and have been handed the task by the family of hosting this event. And I want to start by welcoming you all here and thanking you for coming. There are people here that represent all stages of Menya's life and many different things that she was involved in. Friends of hers, people who knew her in school, in times of great happiness and fun, and friends of family as well. So thank you all very much for coming, and she would be absolutely thrilled to see how packed this room is. We're going to do a number of things here this afternoon. We're going to have a remembrance that touches, I hope, on a lot of different aspects of Menya's life, a lot of good humor and probably a few tears. I aim for a little of both, I think, during the event. I want to also begin by thanking Janet Gadeski, who's here playing the harp and who has come to do that for us for the service. She is with the Metropolitan United Church. And as many of you know, the harp played a real role in Menya's life. It was a side of her creative self that many of you know. It's hard to sum somebody up. It's impossible to sum somebody up. And you'll hear from a number of people some stories over the next hour and a bit. I obviously have known Menya a long time. I would say that as kids, we weren't terribly close, except in the sense that we often had to be physically separated from each other. She was very strong-willed from an early age, very much her own person. I was talking to my Aunt Linda this morning, who developed a really special bond with her over the course of her life. And she was remembering one of the early contacts that she had with Menya, where Menya would have been perhaps about two, and Linda had come to babysit and asked her to do something that she didn't really think was such a good idea. And Menya proceeded over the rest of the time there to just completely ignore her, pay no attention to her whatsoever. And then when my parents came back, she turned to them and said something about just getting rid of that person and and getting her out of her life. And she continued to refer to my aunt as that person for about 6 months thereafter. Things did improve, and they spent a great deal of time together later on. I start remembering our family times together when we lived in Rockwood, a beautiful little village outside of Guelph. I remember drives on roads that we called the Hilly Road and the Golden Road, and tobogganing in the conservation area there as a family, some very happy family times, buying a high loaf at Saunders Bakery. There were some crazier times, too. Those of you who have kids or have had kids or have been kids will recall the back seat of the car kind of experience on those long drives. And I do remember one occasion when Menya and I probably got a little out of hand, and the car got pulled over to the side of the road, and parents got out to administer a spanking because it was the only way of getting things under control. And as this was happening, a police car and the policeman got out and started walking toward the car, and we were all thinking, yes. He came over, and my parents proceeded to explain exactly what we'd been doing that had precipitated the spanking. And my recollection is that he kind of said, well, go right ahead then, and drove away. In the program, you'll see a number of photos of Menya at all stages of her life from infancy on, and I think the photos are very telling. They show as a baby, she was known for her huge eyes. Everyone remembered seeing Menya, and there's a vulnerability there, I think, in the second photo, and she had some fairly difficult and not terribly happy years through part of her childhood. And there's a lot of, I think, particularly in the third photo, you can really see that. It's a very honest photo of her at age 8 or 9 or 10. And it was, I think, really in her high school days that she started to come out of that and come into herself. And you can see it in the graduation photo that's here. There's still some of that vulnerability, but she was starting to discover the many gifts that she had. She was always a very creative person, and she put so much of that together at that stage of her life. And it's amazing to look at the transformation in the last couple of photos, the confidence that she found. And I'm going to start passing things over now to some other people. I get to come back and say all of the things that I forgot to say at the end. I'm going to call now on Ian Mahaffey, a good friend of Benya's, and a person who was very much involved in her caregiving team, along with Janet, who's been playing, who's also a singer, and Lucy Carrick Waddell and David Hughes from the Metropolitan United Church Choir, and they're going to sing for us.